Then you say, I quote again, "This personal attack was different because David basically hammered my fans in that Rolling Stone article by implying they were ignorant. He crossed the line when he railed against them, so I had to tell you what I felt about that. He can hammer me all he wants, but when he screwed with my fans, it was time for me to say something." Oh, that is so sweet and egregious. I can't stand that fan ass-kissing bullshit. You and Dane Cook ought to get together and have a "my fans are the greatest people on earth and that's why I do this stuff" off. You could both sell a shitload of merch, too. But, having said that, I would truly love to get some of your fans and my fans in a room together to debate some of the finer points on comedy, music, culture, the issues facing our country today, just about anything else we might find worthy of discussion. My fans are pretty smart as well. They are also, I imagine, as hardworking as your fans. Not all of them, of course, but most, and I'm sure that they may come up with some genuinely interesting, insightful points, and would do so without spouting a bunch of meaningless Christian platitudes. And if you really, truly want to respect your fans, hey, lower your ticket price as well as the price of your ubiquitous merchandise. I'm sure all those hardworking Americans could use the extra money now that the budgets are being cut drastically from transportation, education, health and human services, Department of the Interior, EPA, HUD, Farm Service Agency, FEMA, Agricultural Agency, FDA, VA, VHA, National Center for the Environmental Health, and numerous other departments and agencies that they might directly rely on for help. Also, that we can pay off this massive tax cut during wartime that we're all getting, them not so much, though. Oh, well, that's just one of those political things that I think about occasionally. Anyway, I just wanted to address the stuff you wrote about me and clear some things up. Mostly the air around here. I just farted! All right, think of something to do and see that task to completion. Fart, David Cross.